بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا من سيئات اعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. نشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد. يا أيها الذين آمنوا، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العظيم: إن المنافقين في الدرك الأسفل من النار. We praise Allah the Almighty. And we bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship besides Allah. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger and his servant. We bear witness that whomever Allah guides cannot be misguided, yet whomever Allah allows to be misguided cannot be guided aright. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless His Muhammad, His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and His family and His companions and all the Muslims everywhere. My dear brothers and sisters, in today's khutbah, I recite one of Allah's signs in the Quran: إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Allah says in the English translation that the hypocrites will be in the lowest depths of the fire. الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ. Today, brothers and sisters, I want to speak about a topic that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about in Surah Al-Baqarah, the second chapter, Surah Al-Nisa, Surah Al-Tawbah, the fourth chapter, and the ninth chapter of the Quran. And then Allah devoted an entire chapter, المنافقون, the hypocrites. And what I want to focus today, in a few moments, is a verse from the Quran: إن المنافقين في الدرك الأسفل من النار. That the hypocrites will be in the lowest depths of the fire. Brothers and sisters, there are many things happening to the Muslim world, and as Muslims, leaders, people must analyze why the Muslims are in the state that they're in. It is no accident that Muslims have suffered from humiliating defeats all throughout the world. I'm ashamed to admit, wherever you go in the Muslim world, you find Muslims suffering. Whether it is in Palestine under the hands of the Yahud, the Jews, whether it is in Kashmir, anywhere you look on the globe, you find Muslims suffering. And we as Muslims ought to ask ourselves the question, why? In my humble opinion, part of the answer at least can be found in this verse from Quran, Surah Al-Nisa, the fourth chapter of the Quran: إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. That the hypocrites will be in the lowest depths of the fire. I want to remind you, brothers and sisters, as I speak in today's khutbah, is I want you to take a look at your own self. First, because today I'm speaking about me, and I'm speaking about you. And I'm speaking about the global condition of Muslims everywhere. And I believe that Muslims will change the condition that we suffer from all throughout the world and as individuals when we change what is within ourselves. I want to remind you as I go on a verse in Quran, ذَلِكَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَكُنْ مُغَيِّرًا نِعْمَةً أَنْعَمَهَا عَلَى قَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنْفُسِهِمْ. That is because Allah will never change the blessings that He has blessed you with. He will never take it away from you until you first change what is within yourself. Allah will continue to pour down on the believers His blessing in every aspect, even economically. Even economically. Until the Muslims disobey Allah, and in the disobedience of Allah, He withdraws His ni'mah or His blessings. Why does Allah allow the non-believers to beat the Muslims? Why does Allah allow the Jews to defeat Muslims? One of the most humiliating battles in the annals of history is the so-called Six-Day War. And the Muslims were defeated against Israel. I believe, in my humble opinion, the answer can be found in the Quran, especially in this verse, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ, that the hypocrites will be in the lowest depths of the hellfire. Brothers and sisters, Allah hates the disbelievers, but He hates the hypocrites more than He hates the disbelievers, and that is why they are going to be in the lowest depths of the fire. Why? Let me first tell you a few points about the hypocrites so that we can understand. Hypocrites, munafiqun, are not found in the streets. Hypocrites are found in the masjids. Hypocrites are found in Mecca. Hypocrites are found in Medina. Hypocrites are found in Cairo, in Khartoum. Hypocrites are found in Islamabad, in Pakistan. Hypocrites are found in Syria, in Iraq, in Jordan. And wherever Muslims are, that is where you find the hypocrites. Hypocrites are not on the outside, hypocrites are on the inside. Hypocrites on Bushwick Avenue. Hypocrites on 126th Street. Hypocrites on 116th Street. Hypocrites on Madison Avenue. Hypocrites on Atlantic Avenue. And Nelson. Atlantic Avenue, 4th Street. Hypocrites in Northern Boulevard in Queens. And hypocrites 1266 Bedford Avenue, right here at Massapequa. Muslims are not defeated so much by the strength of their enemies as much as they are defeated by their own internal weakness. And I believe, brothers and sisters, that the problem with the Muslims worldwide is a global hypocrisy. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you that we so-called Muslims are very offensive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is Al-Qudus. He is the Holy One. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, today, you better take a look in the mirror, because what you and I usually define as weak faith, weak iman, may in fact be hypocrisy, and we may in fact be hypocrites. Take a look at yourself today. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, if you're a true believer, you are afraid of becoming a hypocrite. And if we look at the signs then maybe, brothers and sisters, we would do like one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man by the name of Hanzala. He met Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu on the street, and he said to him, Nafaka Hanzala. Hanzala, myself, has become a hypocrite. Abu Bakr said, Subhanallah, ma taqulu. Glory be to Allah. What is it that you're saying? Hanzala said that I have become a hypocrite. Whenever I am in the midst of the Messenger of Allah, he reminds us of Jannah, of the paradise, and reminds us of hellfire so much. It is as if I am looking at hellfire and paradise with my own eyes. But when I leave the Messenger of Allah, my family, my children, my wives, my children, my business takes me away, and I forget what he told me. And Abu Bakr said, yes, I feel the same way. And they went to the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Hanzala said, Nafaka Hanzala. Hanzala has become a hypocrite. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what is it that you're saying? And he explained to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam, and the Prophet Muhammad said, O Hanzala, if you will continue to remember Allah as when you're with me, he said, Wallahi, I swear by Allah that the angels would shake your hands in your beds and in your robes. And he said, oh, Alhamdulillah, sa'atin wa sa'atin. There are times and times. There are special times when you do the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there are other times when you have to be with your family, go to your business. So you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but don't expect to have the same degree of remembrance all the time. So the Prophet was telling, Alhamdulillah, no, you're not a hypocrite. And it's usually the people who don't think they're hypocrites wind up being the biggest hypocrite. Now let me say a few verses from the Quran, brothers and sisters. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين. Among people are those who say, we believe in Allah and the last day, but they do not really believe. Why do Allah hate them? Why will Allah punish the munafiqun? يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَلَا يُجَشِرُونَ. They try to deceive Allah and those who believe, but they deceive only themselves, but they realize it not. Hypocrites are self-deluded and self-deceived. And Allah says in another ayah from the Quran, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ. The hypocrites try to deceive Allah, but Allah deceives them. Brothers and sisters, I want to remind you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always in charge. He's never absent. He knows exactly what we're doing, what's in our heart, whether we speak it, whether we manifest it or not. Allah knows us. We're talking about hypocrites. And I believe the problem of the Muslim ummah is that we are surrounded by hypocrites. Presidents of nations, kings of nations, kings, presidents, munafiq. And when you read the Quran, brothers and sisters, you are afraid for yourself as an individual, and you're afraid for the Muslim ummah.
وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا.
And when they meet those those who believe, they say, we believe.
وَإِذَا خَلَا إِلَى شَيَّاتِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِينَ.
But when they are alone with the evil ones, the devils, they say, oh, we are really with you. We are only mocking.
Now, brothers and sisters, let me stop here and say this.
You see, the danger of hypocrisy is that we might make a mistake and think that we have some weakness of faith, and it may in fact be hypocrisy, nifaq.
Why?
Because iman is not stable and static. Iman fluctuates.
It goes up and it goes down.
One day, brother, you might go to sleep a believer and wake up a disbeliever.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said that there are some people, Ahli Jannah, the people of Jannah.
Maybe everyone today, Ahli Jannah. We are the people of paradise.
Maybe every one of us.
But he said there will be zira'ah
between one arm's length. One arm's length to paradise. One arm's length from paradise.
And then you begin to do the work of the people of Ahli Nar, the people of the hellfire.
Maybe all of us would wind up being munafiq, a'udhu billahi min dhalik. I pray to Allah, it doesn't happen.
Even if everyone in this masjid today is a believer, but still, you have to watch out for tomorrow, because you still may become a hypocrite.
Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something about the hypocrites. I was in a city in America, Muslim community. One of the officials said to me, and I'm not going to tell you which city, he said, Imam Siraj, some of the non-believers say in this city that the Muslims have the best drugs in the city.
You want to get the best drugs? Get it from a Muslim. Because Muslims sell drugs.
Muslims take drugs.
They say, yeah, we go to a drug house and we see Muhammad in the drug house with his kufi on.
Fatima comes to the masjid. Aisha, Khadija come to the masjid with hijab, long dress, and then go out and take off her clothing and be like the ladies of the night in the street. Fatima, Aisha, Muhammad, Ahmed.
Why? Maybe there is a taste of hypocrisy in the heart.
You see, brothers and sisters, the danger is, who are you? I mean, what's the real you?
Is the real you when you come to the masjid and say, Assalamu alaikum, and you make salat with everyone else? Is that the real you? Or is the real you when you leave this masjid and go out in the street and do with your proper friends?
And do the same things that they do. What's the difference?
The only difference, you got the name Muslim, but you are fat, worse than them. Why?
يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمِنُوا.
You try to deceive Allah from those who believe.
Oh brother, assalamu alaykum brother, we with you, assalamu alaykum brother.
But then you go out there, hello, how are you?
Your true self is when you are alone, in fact.
So when that young girl comes to entice you,
you don't have to be in a masjid. You don't have to have Muslims around you. You're going to do the right thing because you really believe. And you believe that that woman will take you to hellfire.
Yes. How are you when you're alone?
You see, brothers and sisters, if you keep on praying with Allah, so, oh, Allah will forgive me. I'll go out there, I'll sell some drugs, I'll rob some people. Allah will forgive me. Never assume that Allah is going to forgive you. We must beg Allah's forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, watch out for hypocrisy. Because any of us can become susceptible to hypocrisy. What is it about a hypocrite? You see, a hypocrite loves does wrong. Allah says it in the Quran. مُذَبَّبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ The in between this and that. لا إله إلا هو ولا إله إلا Neither for this nor for that. You see, the beautiful thing they believe about being a hypocrite is I can come to the masjid and get the benefits of the masjid. Get the benefits of pretending that I'm Muslim. Get a good life. Get maybe a job. Get recognition, get trust. Get respectability. But then you go on the outside with the kafirs. And you let with them because you want something from them. Brothers and sisters, in my conclusion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned you. I warned the hypocrite. He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمِنُوا لَتَتَّخِذُوا الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ O you who believe, do not take the disbelievers as friends and protectors instead of the believers. أَتُرِيدُونَ أَنْ تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ سُلْطَانًا مُبِينًا Do you want to give Allah clear authority over you? By associating with these disbelievers? Why are you hanging with these disbelievers? Why? What is it that you want from them? You want to be in between. And so Allah reveals in Quran, and when Allah gives a victory to the believers, they say, oh, why are we with you? And brothers and sisters, the same hypocrisy that is happening to you internally, in your own house, in your own family, is happening internationally. The same way it's happening on your little level, it's happening big level. Big governors, big leaders, make friends with non-believers as friends and protectors. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the question, is it that you're looking for honor from these people? And the honor belongs to Allah alone. And then another place in the Quran, Allah asks them, ask these hypocrites, what is it? You think that these people can give you money? But the treasures, Allah said in the Quran, belongs to Allah. وَلَكِنَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ لَا يَفْتَهُونَ But the disbelievers, the hypocrites, they don't understand that. وَخَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَفْتَهُونَ Rather, the treasures belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't belong to us. It doesn't belong to Gorbachev. You know that now. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you this as I sit down. One of the few exceptions of Muslims throughout the world has been Afghanistan. Yes, because they made Tawbah and they fought jihad, Sufa Bilillah. And because they fought in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have no idea, they have undone the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union is finished. Why? Because a few Muslims with a few guns stood up in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a sign for the rest of the world. And now the people in the Soviet Union can stand up against the army and the police and the secret police of the Soviet Union because of what the Muslims have done earlier. Brothers and sisters, believe me, if you become a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will fight your battles and destroy your enemies. This is why the Soviet Union is being destroyed day by day, because they shed the blood of Muslims who made Tawbah and fought in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in jihad fi sabilillah. My dear brothers and sisters, I close and remind you of this verse in Quran. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ The hypocrites will be in the lowest depth of fire. So brothers and sisters, let us be aware of hypocrisy in our own selves first. And in our family, and then in the Muslim Ummah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on us. Ameen. Noah. Read. Wallahi Azim. Read Surah Noah today. You'll be shocked before you get out of that masjid. The key that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in this verse, this chapter from the Quran, short, not many verses, 28 verses. Take time today before you leave the masjid even to read it. You will find something, and I swear, brother, by Allah, you will find in this chapter key to turn the business around. If you have a negative cash flow, if you're having problems in your marriage, I swear by Allah, you understand this verse, put it into practice, you will see it. The key. Prophet Noah, he said, and I'm going to give you the advice that Prophet Muhammad, Prophet Noah, alayhi salatu salam, gave from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and believe me, this is the key. Istaghfiru Rabbakum. Seek forgiveness from your Lord. That's the key. You want to change your condition at home? Seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the greatest gifts that you can ever get from Allah is forgiveness. The thing that Allah promised us is forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, seem simple. Seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, did you know that there's a special prayer that's made among Muslims? If there's no rain, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds back the rain, there's a special dua, a special prayer that you can make to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rain. You get an opportunity. Read Bukhari, volume number 2. Under a heading called Babu Istisqa. The chapter on asking Allah for rain. It is recorded in history, witnessed by many people. During Ramadan, a day like today, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the khutbah, and a man walked in while he was given the khutbah, and the man said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O messenger, and back the rain. And so the Prophet Muhammad made dua, and before they left the masjid, the sun came out. It's real, because you've got to be right with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when you're right with Allah, nobody can deceive you. We are deceived because we're not right with Allah. We are hypocrites. And Allah will come to our aid because we masquerade. We dress as Muslims. We wear kufis and we wear himas and we wear da'abiyas and we wear kamises and we wear hijab and we wear all of this. But our hearts are sick. Alladhina yaquluna bi'asinatihim ma laysa fi qulubihim. There are those who speak from their mouths, say what they from their mouths, that's not in their heart. Some are so sick, they leave the khutbah, leave the junior prayer service and go to the drug house. That's how sick they are. Who are you? This is the real you. Stand up. Are you Muslim or are you monastic? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا. Allah says in the Quran, they believe and then they disbelieve, and they believe and they disbelieve. Did you make salat this morning? How many salats do you make when you're at home alone, when nobody's watching you? That's the real rule now. Do you get up every prayer? Do you pray before you go to bed? Do you fast Ramadan? Nobody knows what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you hypocrites, you don't fast, because maybe you don't really believe. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يزني الزاني هي يزني وهو مؤمن. A person who commits fornication or adultery is not a believer while they're committing that. There's a man who lives with a woman illegally,
That's not his right. Then if the prophet said you're not a believer, why you commit such acts, then what are you? When you're living with that woman and you're not married to the woman, what are you? You making mockery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When you go alone with these people, are you making mockery of Allah? You go, oh, so we hang it like that. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ. When they said, come on, believe as the believers believe, they said, shall we believe as the fools believe? Some of these hypocrites who teach people, don't really believe in Islam. And they make mockery of you because you believe in Hadith. They're a hypocrite. Hey, you believe in, and you go around the Kaaba 7 times, and you throw in the Jemaat. You throw at the Jemaat because Prophet Muhammad did it. We obey him because Allah said obey Prophet Muhammad, and this hypocrite don't love Islam, don't really believe, trying to get you to deceive you not to believe. Hypocrites. Plain and simple. So brothers and sisters, I say to you, the key, if you are slipping and sliding, backsliding, come back today. How do you come back? Istighfar. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness. Umar radiallahu anhu, second Khalifa. One day in the masjid, someone comes, Ya Umar, please ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to rain. Umar didn't do istighfar. He didn't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rain. No, he did istighfar. He asked Allah for forgiveness. And they said, oh Umar, why do you ask Allah forgiveness when all you have to do is ask Allah for rain? He said, didn't you read the 73rd chapter of the Quran, Surah An-Nuh? In my conclusion, one of the great scholars, Hassan al-Basri, radiallahu anhu, their famous imam, sitting in the masjid. Somebody came to him and complained that he had a drought. Please, can you help me? He said, Astaghfirullah. Seek Allah's forgiveness. And then he went away. And all the students were around him, watching him. Then another person came, then made another delegation, and said, we have grinding poverty. Please give us some advice how we could get out of our poverty. He said, Astaghfirullah. Seek Allah's forgiveness. Then another person came and said that, I don't have any children. Please, give me some advice on how I can get some children. He said, Astaghfirullah. Seek Allah's forgiveness. And finally, somebody came and said that our harvest has failed. And then he said, Astaghfirullah. Seek Allah's forgiveness. So a student said that, you know, everybody came and said the same thing. She didn't give them anything different. And you know the answer he gave them? Didn't you hear me this morning when I recited in Surah Al-Fajr? In Surah Al-Fajr? I recited the 71st chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Nuh. And what is that? He recited just this part. In the 10th verse, Qultu, I said, it's Noah speaking, Istaghfiru Rabbakum, seek forgiveness from your Lord. Innahu kana ghafara, verily he is often forgiven. Yusilu samaa alaykum midrara, as a result of you seeking Allah's forgiveness, He will open up the sky for you abundantly. He will open up the sky for you abundantly. You poor man, you know why you're poor? You're poor in spirit. You're poor in faith. You're poor in humanity. You're poor in belief. You're poor in obedience to Allah. You are poor because you don't obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will open up the sky for you. And if you want to solve the economy of America and Japan and the Soviet Union, you don't need an economist. You need someone who submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make forgiveness and submit to Allah. Allah will save your economy. As simple as that. He went on. وَيُنْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَةٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. See, Allah will give you increase in wealth and children as a result of asking Allah's forgiveness. And He will bestow on you gardens under which rivers flow. Brothers and sisters, I'm finished. I ask you today, brothers and sisters, take a look in your heart, because of some change of hypocrisy, maybe in all of us. I'm telling you, the companions were afraid of hypocrisy, they were afraid of being hypocrites. We ought to be afraid of being hypocrites too. Take a look. You don't like what you see, change it. Please look at your children when they make salat, because the key to how a hypocrite acts is found in salat. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى صَلَاتِ قَامُوا سُكَالَى. When they stand for salat, they stand lazily. يُرَاءُنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Why? Because they want to be seen of men, and they remember Allah only a little bit. When your children want to be seen, Mom, I'm making my salat. See, Mom, Dad, I'm making my salat, but didn't make wudu when you didn't watch him, because he's doing it for you. He's not doing it for Allah. He's not doing it for Allah. He's doing it for the mother. He's doing it for the imam. He's doing it for his brother. He's showing off. But you've got to find the real you. You've got to find the real you. Today, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. That's the key. And you know, brothers and sisters, I don't care how far gone you are. Thanks be to Allah, His door of mercy is always open. As long as you are still alive. No guarantee tomorrow. You are alive now. يَا يَلَّذِينَ آمِنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُونَ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Oh, you believe, fear Allah as you should be feared, and die not, except as a Muslim. Please, brothers and sisters, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness. My admonition to you today is say, Allah, please forgive us, forgive me, forgive my family, forgive the jama'ah, forgive the masjid, forgive our ummah. Have mercy on us and let us turn back to you. And if we turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will open up the gates of heaven to us. InshaAllah. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ازواج محمد وعلى ذريات محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسينا اطعنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا اسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تهملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك الرحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا إنك جميع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك الرحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار الحمد لله رب العالمين قامت الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على الفلاح قد قامت السلام قد قامت السلام الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله